You're going to be hearing quite a bit about a national workplace wellness policy in the weeks and months ahead. It's been conceptualized by senior lecturer in management science at the Cahill campus of the University of the West Indies, Dr. Dwayne Devenish. At the core of the policy is this concern.
Barbados has been ranked among, one of the unhealthiest countries in the world. I mean, we have performed poorly in a number of health status indicators like low physical activity, high tobacco use and alcohol consumption, high incidence of NCD, as well as NCD-related deaths in the country. And those are just few of the health status indicators or indices that Barbados has performed poorly on. So a lot of that would have brought on or provided a background for the policy itself.
You may ask, what's the difference between health and wellness?
I can go to the doctor and I can do all my checks, my blood tests, and everything is great. My organs are working fine. Everything is working perfectly. But I'm eating less vegetables. I'm eating very poorly, little physical activity, smoking and drinking excessively. And even though I was considered healthy, I am not really well. So that's really the difference between health and wellness actually is. You see, wellness is more like a mindset, a lifestyle, and it encompasses a number of behaviors and attitudes towards optimizing self.
This push towards wellness comes at a time when there's some debate about a poor work ethic and absenteeism among many in the Barbados workforce. Dr. Devenish suggests that we need to examine the possible link between absenteeism and wellness.
I've done a number of studies in this area. One study I recently published was looking at a component of wellness, physical wellness, and how it impacts on sickness, what we call sickness absenteeism. So this is absenteeism that is due to sickness or illness in the workplace. Now, the thing about it is that while we recognize that Barbados may have, like, especially in certain sectors, a kind of a culture of absenteeism, which can either be what we call, there are two types of absenteeism, mind you. There's sickness absenteeism, which is a certified level absenteeism. And then you have uncertified absenteeism, where I may choose not to go to work because of personal, illegitimate reasons. Now, the thing about it, wellness is a driver for both types of absenteeism. So whether we think that we have, let's say, an unfriendly boss, a hostile work environment, all of those aspects are part of wellness. So that, and those aspects inform whether I choose to go to work or not. So the whole notion of wellness actually takes into account a lot of the variation in absenteeism, explaining absenteeism in terms of what actually happens in the workplace.
The UWI management specialist adds this.
I have some colleagues, Dr. Dion Greenidge, Dr. Lawrence Nurse, myself. Over the years, we've done a number of studies on contributing factors to absenteeism.
And the conclusion is?
Well, the conclusion clearly is that one of the driving factors is wellness, one. But to be fair, there are also other factors in relation to leadership. They're very hostile and what we would consider bullies in some leadership positions that can create a kind of a toxic work environment that will predispose anyone to choose to stay home.
And he cautions that the employee being at work doesn't mean that a company or government department is better off.
One of the things that the workplace wellness policy seeks to achieve is to actually look at all of those factors, the confluence of factors, as you said, that are likely to impact on not only absenteeism, because absenteeism is just one part of productivity, because there's such a thing called presenteeism, where there are a lot of employees who go to work sick, whether it be physically or psychologically or mentally ill and are affected, and they simply stay at work and they're almost like operating like zombies. And they say that presenteeism has a greater impact on productivity in the workplace than absenteeism. But of course, both of them are, of course, worthy of concern.
Management specialist at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Dwayne Devenish. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.